Hello, this is Monica with Gist Radio. Thank you so much for listening. This episode is going to be about presentation venues. Since there are so many of them, I've decided to break down each of these venues into one separate section or episode here on Gist Radio by itself. So this one, in particular, is about commercial galleries as a presentation venue. Galleries are for-profit businesses that select artists either by open call or private selection. Gallery dealers make their money from the sales of the artwork. The commission the dealer takes from the sale of this work can range from like 40 to 90%. Most sales should be about 50 to the dealer and 50 to the artist, but no two galleries are alike, so you've got to do your research. Artists are treated very differently from gallery to gallery. The expectations of a commercial gallery are that it's a working relationship between the artist and the dealer, and it should result in the promotion of the artist's work. A good gallery will cover the cost of the exhibition and the shipping. This requires trust, good communication, and up-to-date consignment agreements. Artists represented exclusively by a gallery usually have at least one solo show with that gallery every 3 years. Most galleries deal with a small number of artists on a regular basis. So the pros. Good galleries are active in the promotion and marketing of their artists. An artist can build a long-term relationship with a good gallery. Regular sales through a gallery can provide a steady income to an artist. And having a good gallery on your side can lead to more visible shows in museums and other galleries in other cities. The cons. Galleries that are run poorly do not actively sell work. They can renege on contracts, and they can be really slow to pay their artists. Some galleries don't even sign contracts. So this should make you really suspicious. Some galleries expect the artist to cover gallery costs. Some take a large commission and use excuses like the high cost of promoting emerging artists and that it requires more work. Not true, okay? Don't believe that. Never accept anything less than a 50-50 split. And always have good contracts and never, ever pay to show your own work. So you got to do your research. So you got to make sure that which galleries show the kind of work that you make. Not all galleries review work, so you got to call first or check their website. And then often, galleries like to receive an email with an image of your work and a way to contact you to see more images if they want to. So be sure to find out how they operate. Thoroughly investigate their business practices and their relationship with their current and past artists. Do your research. Now, more resources on commercial galleries. Most large cities have gallery guides that list galleries and who they represent. Art in America, again, has an annual issue that lists most galleries in the United States. The Gallery Guide, national and regional editions, is a good place to look, as well as calendar listings in your local newspaper or weeklies. Okay, so that is the end of the presentation venues with a specific focus on commercial galleries. Thank you for listening to Gist Radio. We'll see you next time.